Hello, this is Tom Williams, and you are listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's Review Podcast. Here's my review of Angels in America, Part 2, Perestroika, by Tony Kushner, directed by Sean Graney in a co-production between the Hypocrites Theater and Bailiwick Repertory Theater. Angels in America, Part 1 and Part 2, both won the Tony Awards for Best Play, and the work is considered by many to be a great achievement. It is Kushner's deeply complicated theatrical happening, full of ideas from gay themes to attacks on conservative ideology to a demonstration of the horror of AIDS to the deconstruction of the American myth of progress as it dramatizes moral responsibility during politically repressive times. Kushner is trying to shock us into awareness and as a call to action through his emotional drama that Sean Graney has marvelously mounted. Both parts of Angels in America are must-see for serious theater patrons. I'd try to see them on the same day or the next day to fully gather the power and scope of the American classic. This can happen because the show is done in repertory. You can see it on part one on one day and part two on the next day. And on the Saturdays, you can see both parts in one day, which is what I highly recommend if you really want to get the essence of this powerful show. Part two, Perestroika. Perestroika has the same characters where we see Roy Cohen suffering the horror of AIDS and receiving nursing from Belize, Pryor and Lewis's friends. Joe Pitt has split from Harper and takes up with Lewis, whose guilt for abandoning Pryor almost destroys him. Hannah Pitt arrives from Iowa to set things right for the Mormon couple. She meets Pryor, who now has visions of the angels and becomes a prophet and spokesman for the coming message. Director Graney sprinkles humor with his impressive sound effects and stellar lighting to heighten the dramatic tension that explodes into a most compelling theatrical event. The cast seems more comfortable with the work that plays out in several strong performances. Scott Bradley's Pryor, Kurt Ehrman's Roy Cohen, and J.B. Waterman's Joe Pitt were particularly effective in Part 2. Add Steve Wilson's Lewis and Cliff London's Belize with fine work, and the amazing Michelle Moe continues her splendid take on the wacky Harper. And Part 2 sizzles with wrenching performances. Jennifer Grace as the Angel and Donna McGowan as Hannah and Ethel Rosenberg contribute timely work to the show. Angels in America, Perestroika is a dense, complicated work that isn't easy to follow at times, and it could overwhelm the faint of heart. It is a totally engrossing play, chock full of powerful themes presented in a highly stylized production that will stimulate thought, move you emotionally, and shake you up like few plays can. The journey will amaze you and ultimately leave you with the hope that reconciliation will make America a better place. Pryor's speech by the Bethesda Fountain in Central Park is uplifting and hopeful. Angels in America Part 1 and Part 2 is a major achievement for Sean Graney and the Hypocrites Theater Company. See both of these shows to experience the power of great theater. And let me add one little side note here, that Angels in America certainly is a play that can be hard to follow, because actually Tony Kushner wrote several plays in one. But it's kind of like some of the Shakespeare's that you see. You don't necessarily get everything that happened. You don't necessarily understand every plot line, but it's not necessary. Every time I've seen this play, and I have now seen it several times, I get new meanings from it and new understandings, and there's nuances and parts of it that I now think I get. And that's exactly the essence of powerful work. That's why we see them over and over again and why they become classics. And I would definitely put Angels in America, Part 1 and Part 2, in that category. I've also been asked the question of, can we see Part 2 without seeing Part 1? Yes, absolutely. It does make it a tad harder to follow, and maybe you'd have to read up a little bit and get some notes so you get a basic idea. But I think if you pay attention early, you'll see the plot lines and the connections from Part 1. But the way to really get the show is to see both parts. My rating on Angels in America Part 1 and Part 2 are not to be missed. It is at the Bailiwick Arts Center, which is located at 1229 West Belmont in Chicago. The schedule runs Thursdays 7:30, Fridays 7:30, Saturdays 2:30 and 7:30, Sundays at 2:30. Please call 773-883-1090 or go to either bailiwickrep.com or to the Hypocrites theparttwoshow.org to get more information, because it is in repertory. For example, I believe you can see part one on Thursday and part two on Friday. You can see part one on Saturday and part two on Saturday. You want to spend all day, which is recommended. But please check the schedule so you will be able to see. Part 2 runs 3 hours and 20 minutes. Part 1 runs around 3 hours and 10 minutes. So it's a full day of theater. The number for Angels in America, 773-883-1090. That's 773-883-1090. This is Tom Williams, and you are listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's Review Podcast.